That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And tonight I'm going to talk a little bit about what's been happening with the astrology and also what's coming with the new Virgo full moon that we're having next week. So earlier in the month, we had the new moon in Aquarius, and that was on the 10th, and it squared Uranus. We have extreme weather reports, earth events. We have power and corruption, explosive behaviors. Really, we've had that. And this is an energy of rebellion, revolution. One thing that happened was a massive storm in California. There were 475 mudslides just around Los Angeles, along with record rainfall. People were evacuated. Four people died. Over a million people were without power. This was an extreme, and it was related to this energy, the new moon and the Uranus energy. We are going to be seeing more of this volatile weather, unstable geomagnetics. I know that we're all uncomfortable with this, but it's a part of the evolutionary jump. With Saturn, Pisces, as well as Neptune in Pisces, Neptune is god of the sea. This is where the sudden events will erupt. There will be water, flooding, excessive snowfall, and rain. I want to tell you something else. There's going to be snow in areas that there never were snow before. And there's going to be heat in areas where it's never been heat before. So it's really crazy weather. A lot of it has to do with the solar flares. with Uranus and Taurus, that are, what are the revolutions about? Because we're having a lot of them. Well, Europe and the farmers have been protesting for freedom and human rights, but also about food production. No farmers, no food. Agriculture, cattle and meat prices. Taurus is a sign of the bull. This is going to be a big year of awakenings and revolutions because a part of Pluto in Aquarius is gradually beginning the shift of power from the higher-ups and elites back to the people. This shift is not comfortable. It's not easy. It won't be handed to someone on a silver platter. But the revolutionary energy is being stoked now by Uranus in Taurus and Pluto in Aquarius, which is ruled by Uranus. I know you are aware that at the 3D level, the world is extremely chaotic. If you look at the wars, if you look at the countries, if you look at the world powers and ecology, everything is out of balance. The challenges that many have day to day are going through immense as well as horrific times. Many people are. So it is this whole thing is worldwide. It absolutely amazes me. An analogy. I wrote an analogy. Here we go. Let's think about New York City at rush hour. Whether you're in a car or on the sidewalk, people are moving in many directions, and it's extremely crowded and busy. And I have learned from New York that when that starts to happen, to go onto a side street and get out of the crowds, because it can be very dangerous, from having your pocket picked to being hurt. So there are many directions, and it's extremely crowded and busy. And there's a sense of overwhelming chaos, particularly if you're not used to that daily routine. The energy, the different directions that people are going, is very confusing, very chaotic. However, if you're flying in a drone above the street, it'll all become a rhythmic pulsation. From quiet to busy, from busy to quiet, it becomes a higher vibration, a pulsation, and you're out of the chaos. I hope that this comparison helps to show you, so you can become aware that if you're in 3D vibration, you are going to feel the chaos and confusion. But if you're in the drone or in your center, your eagle's perch, you're away from that. There's calmness at one level and chaos at another level. Now, I may be quoting Carl Jung, who was a wonderful astrologer that lived back in the 1930s, who I completely admire. He was brilliant. Carl Jung, Y-U-N-G, look him up. When you stick to the higher perspective, you will be given a different view of what's happening. So this super full moon, where you put your focus and attention, is actually your PowerPoint, your superhero power. Another thing I want to tell you is that when you're in the chaos and the confusion, if you don't do the best you can to get out of it, your subconscious is going to start stirring up. And it stirs up all kinds of illnesses and body imbalances in places you never even dreamed of. So are you going to focus on the chaos and the turbulence, or are you going to fly and rise above it? Take a step back into neutrality. Observe. Take a breath. Not to be immersed in it. Just to observe how it's all going to play out in the world. Just step back, take that deep breath, and observe. With the increased use of artificial intelligence, and the moving forward is really going to be a whirlwind through 2024. With Pluto in Aquarius, we're not going to know what is true and what is not. We may be completely caught up in something that we think is true, and it's not true at all. It's been created by artificial intelligence or encouraged in some way, perhaps by liars and cheaters, than what we should believe. So just take the first step to taking back your inner authority, connecting to the spiritual part of you, taking back that sovereignty, that detachment, that mindfulness that brings in the perspective of being calm. Neutrality. I hope my analogy of New York City street helps you a little bit to guide you to focus on what you're looking at. Going back to the new moon in Aquarius that was on February 9th, if we cast a chart on Washington, D.C., where the U.S. government sits, Uranus, the planet of rebellion and revolution, surprise and shock, is sitting exactly on the midheaven. This leads to government and leadership. This is the telling, showing us some shock, surprise, or some truth that comes to the light that's going to ignite the bigger cycles. It's very important, not only because of the USA Pluto return, which I have talked about all through this last year, check the archives, but also this much bigger 20-year transit of Pluto in Aquarius. Something's coming, possibly, with this full moon in Virgo. What is going to emerge? What will the light focus on in the U.S., particularly where the new moon in Aquarius co-joining Pluto for the first time in our lifetime, because this is a 240-year cycle. So we've never had this experience, the new moon conjoining Pluto. This all can be brutal, especially when it's at 0 degrees, but it's initiating the freedom movement. Take a look at Trump's verdict in New York City. Take a look at a lot of other brutal things that are happening at the border or over in the Scandinavian countries. Midweek, we had some tough energy, and we will feel it. It's a kind of rebellious, revolutionary energy. Yesterday, February 17th, we had Mercury square Uranus, which is great. It brings out genius ideas, new ideas or information regarding any project you're working on. See where that falls in your chart. Do you all know where this is all happening in your chart? At 19 degrees. On that same day, we have Venus conjoined Pluto at 0 degrees. This is more for relationships. Freedom versus control. It would be parent-child or husband-wife. Freedom versus control and safety in your romantic relationship. Which way are you going to go? Are you going to stick with control and safety, the same old, same old? Or are you going to make a break for freedom? This also can have to do with an overbearing boss or some kind of work situation. Freedom is a huge issue through 2024. It's a very big theme. Tomorrow, Monday the 19th, we have Chiron, the wounded healer, exactly conjoined the North Node at 16 degrees Aries. This will give us a glimpse of what the bigger issues will be at the total solar eclipse in Aries on the 8th of April. This is the biggest eclipse of the year. Hundreds of families are planning their vacation around this time, so they can try to catch a glimpse of it throughout the U.S. because it crosses over this country. like the Leo one did in 2017. This energy will focus on any illness with world leaders. We have King Charles III, Catherine, Joe Biden, Putin, any movie stars. I felt Clint Eastwood and Dick Van Dyke, and someone in China and in Canada. I think the head of China has a health problem, and that we're going to find out about it pretty soon. There will also be a feeling of victim consciousness. Anyone with a sense of victim consciousness. There will be some news about Jeff Epstein. Many of us have been brought up with guilt and victim consciousness. It's been very pervasive in society and is particularly potent when in the sign of Aries. This gives us the opportunity to see that fully in the bright light of the full moon in Virgo. It's time to begin to heal that sense of victim consciousness. The South Node in Libra is about people pleasing and giving away our power, never wanting to rock the boat, always going along with the crowd. Another is of Chiron being the Maverick. The Maverick is another side of Chiron, being the outsider, being the one who doesn't fit in. That's a part of the Uranus energy too. Many of us in the last few years particularly have had the sense of being the outsider, the Maverick, a sense of differentness, being excluded from the edge of society. And that's going to start to turn around, especially with the strong Aquarius energy. We're going to start being proud of our differences, proud of being the Maverick, proud of being the outsider, of sticking to our own individual truth, of being a pioneer, standing in our uniqueness. It's all linked not only Uranus and Aquarius, but also with the conjunction of Chiron to the North Node, which becomes very strong at the new moon total eclipse on April 8th. We're building up to that, and that's going to be a pow zap. I have mentioned before, as we travel through 2024, that the outsiders will become the leaders. I'm talking about visionaries, progressives, new ideas, people who don't want leadership in any particular sense. They don't want to have a title to tell people what to do or to impose rules and regulations in any old-fashioned sense, because these ideas will be discoveries that they are coming across, their insights, their research. They are actually beginning to lead a new society, even though they don't want to be established as I am the leader. Now we're going to take a break for the weekly cosmic tip, and I'll be back with more information after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report, week of February 19th through February 25th, 2024. The new relationship cycle beginning now is tied to the February 24th full moon in purifying Virgo. In esoteric astrology, Virgo is a goddess tied to service, and the moon is associated with harmony through conflict. Consider how you can help people raise their value system so they can live in their center in spite of a chaotic outer world. Several planets in Pisces either help you bring a higher vision to the world or drive you to step away from the outer world in order to separate from people who love drama. Pluto will make changes in your life as well as the world, and they are changes that you wanted, even if you didn't know it. The quicker you let go and allow the universe to show you a new way, the easier it'll be on you. Although changes and shifts in consciousness can be messy and difficult at times, you are better off when you get to the other side. Monday and Tuesday are highly productive days when work ethics and inspiration join together in harmony. However, the energy shifts on Wednesday. Relationship planets Venus and Mars align with each other on February 21st and 22nd. Idealists could butt heads with the more macho players. Beware of manipulators who appear to be smooth operators, especially in the romance department. Both dates hold a perfect date night. However, suitors who rush in to sweep you off your feet may not be as charming and as wonderful as they seem. Best to remain emotionally detached until you have time to get to know them better. Mental Mercury enters Psyche Pisces on Friday, February 23rd through March 9th. Write down your inner, higher vision and make a plan to bring it into manifestation. The weekend may begin with mental, physical, and emotional exhaustion, so go slow Friday evening and Saturday. Saturday's full moon in Virgo opposes the Sun, Mercury, Saturn, and Neptune in Pisces, and also trines Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus. This super full moon will help reveal any false friends or lovers who are feeding off of your kindness, allowing you to return to a place of stability. It will also shine a light on dishonest leaders all around the world. That's going to be interesting. Plan a spontaneous outing on Sunday when an up-for-anything electrical energy fills the air. A new adventure off the beaten path will help to recharge your batteries. Aquarius is good for the friendship side of relationship. While Mars and Pluto in Aquarius are good for sex, love, and money, Venus follows Mars into Aquarius on February 16th until March 11th. And she also aligns with Pluto, blending love and friendship. With so many personal planets aligning with Pluto, something has to change. Something's got to give. Now it's time to take the action with the Mars energy. Create win-win situations for the collective good. Don't get negative and avoid my way or the highway conversations. Mercury is an idealistic Aquarius until February 23rd, and ambitious Mars remains there until March 22nd. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
Well, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back. So, people are just naturally going to group around these leaders that are coming forward. As I have mentioned before, as we travel through 2024, the outsiders will become leaders. And they're going to help us discover a new basis for a new society. They don't want to have the title to tell people what to do, to impose rules and regulations in any old-fashioned sense, because these ideas will be discoveries that they are coming across. Their insights, their research. They are actually beginning to lead a new society, even though they don't want to be an established leader. People will just naturally go around them. They want to support that new idea. They want to help. It could be the young man who runs an ocean cleanup company, which is a voluntary nonprofit making organization to clean up 99% of the world's floating plastics in the ocean. Or some brilliant discoveries in physics and the new equation around the creation of reality that just came out last week. Or the new discoveries around the Egyptian pyramids that just came out. I was over in Egypt on a science expedition with the Edgar Cayce Group in the 1990s. And I was right at the Egyptian pyramids. It was something. Something like this. These new discoveries are coming from people who are genius. They're at the genius level, much like Greg Braden. They are very brilliant. They are discovering and creating a basis for a new society, which is so much more harmonious with our planet Earth than what we've had before. It's very exciting to discover ancient knowledge, which is very linked to Saturn in Pisces. Now I'm going to talk about the full moon in Virgo. That's Saturday, September 24th. But before I do that, we're going to take our break so that I can get it out of the way and concentrate on talking to you. So, okay, here's our break.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be given one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve.
sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Bless the beasts and the children, for in this world they have no voice. They have no choice. Bless the beasts and the children, for the world can never be. Light their way when the darkness surrounds them. Give them love and let it shine all around them. Bless the beasts and the children. Give them shelter from the storm. Keep them safe. Keep them warm. Light their way when the darkness surrounds them. Give them love, let it shine all around them. Bless the beasts and the children, give them shelter from the storm. Keep them safe and keep them warm.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and that was Perry Como with Bless the Beasts and the Children. And it's my dedication to the Virgo full moon and blessing the planet Earth. This full moon at 5 degrees Virgo is focused on health. With Virgo, it's the gut, nutrition, microbiotics, getting everything to run like clockwork throughout the body, your diet. Pisces is linked to our immune system, the blood flow, the blood pressure. How healthy are we? Are there things that we need to fix or adjust with our health? What has come to light for you? Are there new medications? More rules and regulations around our health? Are we going to expect that? With Saturn in Pisces, the planet of constrictions and contractions, schedules, rules, regulations, how will that operate for you? You know, I'm a double Pisces, and my midheaven is Virgo. And what I had happen this last week were two things. I had to go see the doctor about an inflamed liver because I was on the wrong medication. And I had to sleep a lot. I didn't know why I had to sleep a lot until today when I checked the solar flares. And I looked at the days I felt extra tired, and they were the same days that these solar flares were coming. And we've had extraordinary amount. I just found that so fascinating and so interesting. We will become aware of our health deficiencies and what we have to do to correct it. Virgo is an earth sign, so things come to mind with Uranus and Taurus, which is an earth sign. Innovation, related ideas for food growing, the soil, farming, food production. The moon is trine Jupiter, that's Virgo, and Taurus, again relating to planning our future and new ideas. I've mentioned before about the electoral culture. It's an incredibly simple process. It's been used for a few hundred years. Let me remind you of it. It's using copper rods to put around your vegetable garden area that increases the electromagnetic field, Uranus and Taurus. Electro Taurus, an earth sign, growing food. This is also obvious. So what this does with the copper rods is it produces a higher yield to your crop. Maybe you can try it this spring. A new idea is being developed by a Japanese professor. It's called EM. You might want to Google it. EM. He has developed over 80 natural bioorganisms that activate the local organisms, even if the land is laid to waste, through chemicals and pesticides for many. Many years, this progress will begin to improve bioadversity for all the dormant microorganisms very quickly. Even if the land is impoverished and has attracted worms to the soil. So what that does, as the rain comes and the soil runs off naturally into the different waterways, listen to this, you're not going to believe it. It will regenerate the water systems. It will get rid of toxicity in the rivers and the oceans. It will get rid of the slugs and all the bad bacteria. The land becomes better aerated. Without healthy soil, we cannot have healthy food. Remember that. Without healthy soil, we cannot have healthy food. Virgo is related to tiny things, little bacteria. We cannot have anything running like clockwork in our guts until we have everything running like clockwork on the earth and in the soil. All of this is wondrous and very, very interesting. The process has been used for the last 4 years in 180 countries and has been able to overproduce as well as restore the soil. This won't be the only initiative happening around the world. There are initiatives happening all over. Our earth, our nature, our land can be brought back to thriving. With the moon trining Jupiter, there's a very positive aspect bringing in new ideas.
With Mercury conjuncting the Sun, we will gain a higher spiritual perspective of just what is unfolding. Mindfulness. Remember, go within. Take 3 deep breaths. Rise above the chaos. Go to your ego's perch or in your drone. You can imagine all that. And look down at what's going on. Prepare for more storms, more storms, more flooding. Pisces. We're in Pisces. We just went into Pisces today. It's also possible that something viral could show up at this time, because viruses are very linked to Virgo Pisces. But let's hope that's not the case. The more we can stay balanced with our microbiotics, the more we will be protected naturally. So here's a mantra for you to do this next month. Are you ready? I am already in radiant perfect health. I am already in radiant perfect health. Declare it. Declare it in the shower. Declare it preparing your food. Declare it going out for a walk. I am already in radiant perfect health. See where Pisces falls in your chart. Saturn moved into Pisces almost a year ago, but it's only moved up to 7 degrees. So you may have had to take more responsibility in the area where it falls in your chart. And if you want to have a reading with me, I can cast your chart for you and explain it all. You had to be more cautious. There were some times of struggle that you had to work through. Now, my Pisces is in the third house, which is communication. It's the voice. You listen to me, it's the voice. And when it moved into Pisces, I had the stroke, and it affected my language. It's amazing. It's also the house of your siblings, your neighbors, and your oldest son. So you're slowed down in order to focus and to make sure you do it thoroughly and properly. That's what Saturn does. In 2024, Saturn in Pisces will move up to 19 degrees, moving much faster than last year. Look at your chart. See if that will change houses and go to the next house in your chart. What is this about for you? Let me know. I'd love to know. On the 28th of February, Mercury conjoins Saturn in Pisces. Exact. Your mind will really be focused on something. I'm wondering what it'll be for me. My sister, my oldest son, the neighborhood. That's the third house. So you'll have to find out what's in your house. The area where Saturn is traveling your chart is the place where you will need to give more of your attention and responsibility. Also look at Virgo and the area where you feel some kind of completion. On the 27th, Mars squares Jupiter exact, which is fighting for your belief system. Freedom, human rights. Mars is the battler. He's a fighter. He's a warrior. We will have a few feisty days ahead of us as we exit February, which I have covered. And my stargazing reports are always on my website for your review. new-visions.com. And if you go there on Mondays, it will be posted. Saturn won't exit Pisces until February of 2026. This Mercury conjoined Saturn could be connected to the sea and transportation, the sea, oceans, and trading. Because Mercury is linked to trade and transport, there could be some kind of blockage. Something getting in the way of normal travel and transportation via the oceans. Could be food or it could be cruises. Have you noticed the solar flares this week? Have you been drained or extra tired? They have been coming in thick and fast. However, this is a key ingredient for our evolution. Don't resist it. You'll have either insomnia or extra sleep. Know what's happening and flow with it. And be thankful. Everything is moving so fast. It will speed up a bit more in March as we head towards the conjunction on April 20th. That's Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus. That's the most important aspect of 2024. We have the spring equinox in Aries and the Libra lunar eclipse in March. April is a power-packed month. The Aries solar eclipse on the 8th and the Uranus-Jupiter conjunction on the 20th. So from now on, we're going to be going through an immense time for change. It's exciting. It's revelations, a jump in our consciousness, great, more powerful downloads, what we're receiving from the universe. We'll have a more galactic connection. Did you hear about the new telescope that filmed an eclipse on another planet in another galaxy? What a fantastic thing to be able to film another eclipse in another galaxy. I was thrilled to hear that. We have cosmic discoveries, and we're going to learn more laws about the universe. This is so incredible. Remember, tomorrow is invisible. We are forming our tomorrows today. Don't get stuck in the mundane, in the fear and horror, because that's the kind of a day you're going to have. But if you can stay in the higher energies, well, it's the only way I know to get out of this wheel of awfulness. The wheel of awfulness. Third dimension reality and all the horror that's going on. Focus on love, on your goals, on nature, and the full beauty of this marvelous earth. Well, we've come to the end of the show, but of course we're going to have the song, and I have Elizabeth singing There's a New World Coming, and we have Moonlight in My Window, we have the meditation, and we finish with Richard and Alignment. Listen to that. Listen to Richard. Sit and breathe deeply and allow your body to be naturally aligned as you let his music penetrate your body. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back next week. Good night.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming, this one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a brand new morning, rising clear and sweet and free. There's a new day dawning that belongs to you and me. Yes, a new world's coming, the one we've had visions of. Coming in peace, coming in joy, coming in. Yeah. it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming. This one is coming to an end. There's a new voice calling. You can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting.
Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in. Lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit, or the Chi, or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.